The day I visit Maple Hollow Farms near Merrill, Wisconsin, is muddy and cool, a typical backdrop for a process that takes place only in spring when the sap is running.
My dad always said no food is so good that maple syrup won't improve it, and I happen to agree with him.
Joe Pollock is showing me around the land that his grandfather purchased more than 100 years ago, intending to start a sawmill. But he found the maple trees on his property were too low quality to make good lumber. Instead, he started tapping them to make syrup.
In the old days, when I was a lot younger, we would hang buckets on all these trees. And at one time, we had as many as 6,200 pails. And it took a small army to get around the forest and we tried to collect them every other day.
Now Maple Hollow relies on a network of tubes to collect the sap and channel it back to the syrup house. Another set of tubes provides vacuum suction that helps draw out the sap from almost 10,000 taps.
The top big black line is the vacuum line that's taking vacuum out to the far end of this main line. And then the bottom line is transferring the sap down, in this case, to the pump station. That's about a quarter mile.
Doing it this way takes a lot less manpower, and it also increases production. Using the bucket method, a single tree might yield up to a quart of finished syrup throughout the season. With vacuum, the amount goes up to a third of a gallon.
Used to be, 10 years ago, we used a little bit of vacuum on tubing in the woods, and we thought we were doing something really innovative, and at the time it was. Well, today we're talking high vacuum, which means 22 to 26 inches of vacuum at the tree.
Another technology that once revolutionized syrup production is a process called reverse osmosis. It uses pressure to remove 3/4 of the water content from the sap, making it a whole lot easier and faster to boil down the sugary liquid. In the syrup house, a sweet-smelling steam pours out of a shiny steel evaporator the size of a small car. Maple Hollow relies on an old-fashioned wood fire to fuel the evaporator. Every 20 minutes, a crew of workers builds up the blazing fire beneath it. They go through several cords of wood in a single day of running the evaporator. The end product is a thin golden liquid that looks more like water, not thick syrup.
It looks so thin in this cup.
It's because it's so hot. You know, this is the temperature.
216 degrees?
216.9.
Wow.
So, you know, just like candy, when you're making candy,
yeah,
it's really hot and then it firms up when it gets cool. It's the same concept.
Tammy, who's helping out in the syrup house, gives me a taste of the hot, fresh syrup, which I sip from a Dixie cup. It's sweet and with a light caramel taste. Maple Hollow sells several different grades of syrup that vary in flavor. And despite all the technology I'm seeing, Joe Pollock explains there are some steps you can't cut out, or it wouldn't be maple syrup.
You still have to do the boiling. You still have to put heat to it to get the flavor and the color.
That's not the only thing that keeps syrup producers humble. The fact is, maple syrup is still an agricultural product that relies on the twists and turns of Mother Nature. Producers hope for an elusive combination of warm days and freezing nights, and strangely, no wind.
Usually the sap doesn't run in the trees when you have wind. There's, you know, some theories as to why that is the case, but we don't know for sure.
Another mystery? After a few days of that ideal weather, it actually helps to have a weather change, like a storm coming in. Pollock says that helps the sap to start flowing again, but it's not really clear why it works that way.
I'm not sure. I don't think anybody knows for sure, but that's the way it works.
So in some ways you don't always understand why it's happening, but you just have to kind of...
There's a lot of things in this industry that we don't understand. Yes, there's scientists studying it all the time, but there's a lot of things we don't know. How the tree works and why it does what it does.
Whatever it was that the trees did this year has producers like Maple Hollow rejoicing in thousands of gallons of delicious maple syrup. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.